Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
That was Thursday Night Football last night.
What a thrill.
Broncos 10-7 winners over the Raiders, Keith.
10-7. 10-7.
Not great.
No.
Wasn't my favorite game to watch.
Terrible.
I had some shares of J.K. Dobbins last night.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
On the on the betting markets many times in there. You were locked up in fantasy there.
I have a big matchup against Shime, and I got a lot of bye weeks and stuff. Shime's
tough.
Wagon.
Shime's tough. I know he's out there driving around probably listening. Yeah. Shime's smile is tough. Yeah.
Big smile on his stupid face. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's got a really good team, and I was forced into starting both Broncos backs.
Ew.
So yeah, I watched more of this game than I care to admit.
Oh, so you're like a real expert on what happened
Dobbins,
in the game.
They're
last
horrible.
Night.
Their offense stinks. And so they won another game where they have to like pull it out late. They've had
put that, yeah.
they zero style points with the Broncos. But we've known, like, that wasn't new last night. Like that game they had against, what was it, the Texans or the Giants? Like, they've had some ugly, ugly games. Games that they really should have lost. You know what it almost reminded me of is the stretch of Tim Tebow wins back in the day.
Where,
like,
point.
How are they winning these games? But
great
they
point.
Kept winning and they even won a playoff
well,
game?
Let me tell you, I have a theory on why they won last night.
Why'd they win last night?
Uniforms.
Oh, the orange crush.
Those things pop.
Yeah.
Those things pop. Let me tell you.
That's like a 97.
If they're in their regular uniforms, they lose last night.
Oh, they lose easy.
But you're in those things? You can beat the Raiders 10-7 in
good
those things.
Good point.
My favorite stat.
They do have a good defense.
They
have a very good defense.
They
so
do.
That is a thing when you're like, all right, what kind of challenge would the Broncos be in the playoffs? Like, well, their defense is stout.
And they're on pace for the single season sack record. So you have Drake May.
Drake May would be like, I'll one-up you.
Taking sacks at a high clip.
Yeah.
You have the Broncos on pace for a record. I think they had 5 in the first half last night.
Yeah.
So, their defense is legit. But could they keep up with an offense like the Patriots, which probably sounds weird to say, but the way Drake May has it going,
yeah, I know.
It's a fair question. My favorite stat from Thursday Night Football last night, both teams individually had 11 penalties and 10 first downs.
10 first downs.
So they both had more penalties than first downs. They both had more penalties than points last night. And it was just an awful, unwatchable game. Genty, my guy, had a football deflect right off his fingertips to go for an interception.
Yeah, gave that one away.
Troy Franklin had a similar one. Bo Nix also had another brutal interception on top of that. So the reason we're talking Thursday Night Football, through the prism of what we started the show talking about, who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, the Patriots or the Buccaneers? We both said Patriots. Now, we were not as bullish as this gentleman on the text line that says, I got the Patriots as Super Bowl winners at plus 14,000.
What?
The day after the Super Bowl last year. So
what?
that's a wild man out there. Or,
chaos.
Girl. A wild man or girl out
well,
there.
Well, hold on to that one.
Plus 14K.
Yeah.
He got
cash
that.
Cash out options.
Yeah. I would expect the cash outs on that. But I think the Patriots have a better chance because of the AFC. And right now, the number one with a bullet best team in the AFC by record.
Yeah.
Bo Picks and the Denver Broncos at 8-2.
Has a winner. He's a proven winner. They've lost to the Colts and the Chargers. Those were both road games early in the year, both by one possession. They lost. One of them was like a last-second field goal, right? Wasn't one of them like a crazy finish?
Sounds right.
They lost to the Colts by one. They lost to the Chargers by 3.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the Giants game?
Yeah.
No, where they came
well, that
from way
was
back?
Crazy,
yeah.
too. No. One of their losses.
One of their losses. I'm sorry.
Something weird happened. Either way, it's a loss. They've won 7 straight games. Now, they did beat Philly in Philly. So, like, when you're talking about how many teams even have good wins, the Patriots are getting ripped for only having the one. They did beat Philly, but then they barely beat the Jets. They barely beat the Giants. They handled Dallas, and then they scraped by Houston and Vegas. Their game next week is home against Kansas City. That's going to be a fun game.
Okay.
That's going to be really fun. Although, even when Denver's not good, they are kind of pesky to the Chiefs.
No, that's true.
But I think they're good. I think like their defense is really good. But their offense has just been a mess. And you would think maybe Sean Payton would have something better than what they've got.
So, home against the Chiefs next week.
Uh-huh. They also play the... Well, they haven't played the Chiefs at all yet.
No,
so
that's
two
what
of them, and
at.
They have a Green Bay game.
So, should we... Do we have to revise? If they beat the Chiefs at home, do we have to revise and maybe look at them differently? If they're sitting there 9-2?
Yeah, I think when you're talking about like the number one overall seed and who's going to get the bye, they only have two losses. The Bills have two losses. They got a game out of hand, or game in hand. The Patriots have two losses, and the Colts have two losses. So if Denver is able to even split with Kansas City, like who they would have a chance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I don't think the Patriots are going to win out. I don't think the Broncos are going to win out. But, like, what's that number going to be? Is it a four-loss team gets the bye? Maybe a four-loss team with tiebreakers? A three-loss team, I feel like, for sure would.
I think so.
100% a three-loss team would. But we'll see. Yeah, I don't – and this is why we keep going back to the AFC is wide open. You just watched – or hopefully you didn't. Hopefully you did something better with your time. But it was available to watch last night. A 10-7 win over the Raiders. And that's the team that right now would be the number one seed in the AFC.
So we're getting texts on the Broncos. Both their games came down to last second field goals. The Chargers and the Colts games. Well, no, true.
What happened?
Okay, fine. They won both of those. They lost both of those. They also won that Giants game they had no business winning.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The Eagles were score 14 in
the Eagles
quarter.
Were pouring it on.
They've had some weird games.
So, I look at some of the, even the game last night. You barely beat the Raiders. You barely beat the Jets. Remember that game in London or wherever it was?
They beat the Jets 13-11.
Awful. So, like,
the Jets were actively trying to lose that
so,
game.
Like,
the Jets had already thrown
if
the
you're going
to
make the case, like, Curran did this with us about the Patriots earlier this week. He's like, they could be 9-0. It's like, well, sure, they could be. They also could have lost to the Dolphins. I mean, hell, they could have lost to the Falcons last week.
Oh, yeah, right. It's football.
They did lose to Pittsburgh. So, like, let's just take it for what it is. They're 8-2.
Team of Destiny?
I think they're pretenders.
Maybe a Team of Destiny,
though. I don't know.
New tier next week. Team of Destiny?
Here's why.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the quarterback, Keith. And I know their defense is great. But, like, the reason I would say the Broncos and Colts are pretenders and the Patriots are a contender is because, contender.
Yeah, sure.
Is because I believe in the quarterback. Yeah. I don't believe in, you're asking me now, okay, it's January.
Bo Nix. Bo Nix or Indiana Jones, who do you like?
I think I like Nix out of those two.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't like him. You're asking me to pick now out of those two?
Yeah.
I think I like Bo Nix out of those two.
He's scrappy.
So this to me is similar to the Sam Darnold discussion last year. The Vikings were 14-3. And maybe I got to rethink Darnold the way that he's playing for Seattle.
Primetime Darnold, though, did not show out in
the
playoffs.
So, like, this to me is like the Vikings conversation last year. I never believed in them. They won 14 games. They got into the playoffs. Sam Darnold crapped his pants. Oh. I feel like Bo Nix, I feel like Daniel Jones are destined for the same thing. You have Drake May. The Bills have Josh Allen. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. The Ravens, if they get in, have Lamar Jackson. Those, to me, are the contenders.
Sure. I think the difference,
some of these other teams are pretenders in the AFC.
No, that's fair. I just think it's more like it's wide open. Meaning, like, Drake May's never been to the playoffs, so we don't know what that's going to look like. Bo Nix has at least got a playoff game under his belt.
He does.
Even Indiana Jones has a playoff game under his belt. Like, we'll see what it looks like when those guys get there. I think what Bo Nix has going for him more than all those other guys is a awesome defense. I think the Patriots have a good defense. I think the Broncos right now have an awesome defense. So maybe you can get by scoring. I mean, you can't get by scoring one touchdown. You're not going to win playoffs that way. But you don't need to score a ton of points, I don't think.
The Broncos, I believe, are 3-0 when scoring under 20. The rest of the NFL, if I'm remembering it right from seeing it on ESPN this morning, is 3-43.
Okay, but that to me makes sense.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to get in the game in the teens.
So on the one hand, like, how long can you keep that going?
Right.
On the other hand, you're like, well, they're doing it.
No. Their defense is awesome. Yeah. And this is without Sertan, right? Like, when did they get him?
Yeah. He didn't go. Or he did go on IR? I forget.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think he did.
But
no,
like, this is without him.
Yeah, and no, I know. He's
defense,
the best.
Their defense is incredible. It's the best defense in football. So. It makes sense. If you're going to play that kind of game, it's going to be in the teens or the low teens. The Broncos probably win that. I don't think they can keep Drake May and this offense to that style of game. So I think they are a pretender in the AFC.
Week 13 or 14, he might be back.
Okay.
So if they don't have him against the Chiefs, that's not ideal.
Look, if they beat Kansas City, I'll reinvestigate and I'll look at it and I'll say, okay, I mean, I think the Chiefs are maybe the favorite in the league to win the whole thing. You just said when we went through the odds, they are.
Yeah.
So,
but I would put like the Broncos and the Colts, and I would still put both of them above the Steelers, even though I know the Steelers just won that game
I would. I'm with you on that.
And like the Chargers, have won a couple games in a row. I would still go Broncos, Colts over them. The only teams I wouldn't are, you know, Bills and Chiefs.
Ravens.
Maybe Ravens.
You're telling me the Ravens are there. I know Lamar hasn't won as many playoff games as he should have at this point
but
he's been to an AFC title game.
Yeah, no, I know. And I think it's a little overblown how bad he is in the playoffs, but they're like polar opposites. Like Baltimore, you're like, you have Lamar Jackson and the worst defense. And then the Broncos, you have Bo Nix and an offense that's struggling, but the best defense. So like, how do you square that away?
Okay. Are the Broncos contenders or pretenders? And what does it mean for the Patriots in the AFC based on Thursday Night Football last night? You can discuss 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Milton Williams, the milkman, in the 1 o'clock hour. It is also a top five Friday, Pats and Bucks, on Sunday, which means we're doing our top five Pirates next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.